After you listen to Vic, Cozzy and Limo, don't forget to buy your ticket in the St. John Christmas Home Lottery before midnight this Sunday to win big. Check out stjohnlottery.com.au. Vic, Cozzy and
Limo, SAFM. Quick round the grounds. What toothpaste brand do you guys use?
I'm Colgate, but it varies. One of the 40,000 different options of Colgate toothpaste. But Colgate, yes.
You're crazy. Yeah, and, of course, the denture version.
Oh, God, yes.
Polydent. Are you still drinking Sal Vital?
Sal Vital. It's not a bad drink,
Sal Vital. It's a good drink. Well, I've just recently mixed it up a little bit. I've gone the McLean's Triple Stripe.
Oh, with the red in it.
Yeah. And I bought it home from the shops, and I said to the kids, we were all out in the kitchen, I said, go get your toothbrushes, check this out. This is something Daddy used to have as a kid. And then when I squeezed it out, you know, like I wanted it to be all tricolour, it was all just smushed together.
Oh, no. That's disappointing.
And they're like, this is crap, Dad.
Well, that is false advertising, right there. That's disappointing.
Well, I like a routine. I've always used Colgate because when I went to primary school, the girl from the ad, the chalk ad,
who
said Teddy's got tough teeth, was in my class.
Oh, get out of
here. Chelsea Gray, she was somewhat of a celebrity.
Hang on, I thought you would have been quite a bit younger than her.
So hang on, a teacher put some chalk in...
remember that.
In ink, right?
Yeah. She was in that ad, Chelsea, from my class.
God, Lima, back then you must have been about 45. Oh, yeah.
So you, because the kid was in your class...
Yeah, always use Colgate.
You were a loyal to Colgate.
Kid, I thought you meant the chalk lady.
No, the kid. Anyway, look... I won't lie. I've dabbled in the McLean's.
Have you?
I also am very strict. I need whitening. I need tartar control. I don't know what tartar is, but I don't want
You definitely want to control it, though.
I want to control my tartar.
You are a control freak.
I've also dabbled in the organic ones sometimes, but I don't feel they're strong enough. You know, the bicarb ones, they're a bit grainy.
They're not controlling tartar, I'll tell you that much.
Do you have to get vegetarian toothpaste?
No, serious? I don't think there's any gelatin
in there. Is there not gelatin?
Anyway, I was in the toothpaste aisle the other day, and I thought, I'm sick of just playing by the rules, I'm going to try some Oral-B.
Did you go Oral-B?
Is
the B for Beck?
How's that working out for you?
There was a brand of Oral-B that was called Glamorous White. And I thought, that's got my name written all over it. I want my toothpaste to be glamorous.
Got it.
Are you in the pocket of Big Toothpaste? Is this a paid endorsement?
Yeah.
So I'm pretty chuffed. I put my Glamorous White in my trolley and I take it to the checkout at Drake's down at West Beach. And the girl behind the checkout says, Oral-B Glamorous White. She said, I've just started using this.
Get out of here.
I said, how do you find it? She said, well, the trick is you have to use it every day for it to work.
No. Really?
She said, the trick is you have to use it every day. Toothpaste.
I'm like, Dom, I'm using it twice a day. What are you doing in your house?
Yeah. Twice a day, you'll end up too white like Larry Elder.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bet Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
I sit here at the SAFM studios on Franklin Street with a bunch of grapes in a bag. And now you guys know how much I love supporting locals here in South Australia.
Yep.
Guess where I got these grapes from? Round the room.
The supermarket?
Well, what part of South Australia? Whereabouts?
Oh, right, okay. The Riverland.
Rebecca Morse?
Grapesville.
Grapesville, Tennessee.
There you go.
It's right near Apricotsburg.
You are both very, very wrong. I got these grapes from the bin.
What?
Yeah. When I went to the bin last night, these grapes were in the bin. I couldn't believe it.
Those grapes were in your bin at home.
Yep.
Your wheelie bin outside or your kitchen bin inside?
In the kitchen bin inside. I went to throw some rubbish in there and there was this bag of grapes.
Right.
And I said to the kids, I was horrified. I said, who put these grapes in the bin?
Yeah.
And Matilda goes, oh, I did. They're too soggy. And I had one. And I'm like, there's nothing wrong with these grapes.
Hang on. Can I? Because the soft, soft grape is unforgivable.
You need to put your grapes, if you're throwing them out, in your green waste bin, though, not in your normal kitchen bin.
No, no. You're missing the point. They shouldn't have thrown the food out.
Oh, right.
Actually, it's not too soft. That's not bad.
Now, you know how I like my grapes? Crushed up and put into wine.
Fermented.
I'm really proud of you, Rebecca Morse, that you are happy to eat something that's been in the bin.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Big announcement in the news world yesterday. My phone or my little WhatsApp group with all my journo friends was pinging.
Yes.
Will Gooding's joining Channel 7 alongside Rosanna Mangiarelli Friday, Saturday, Sunday in a team that may, and that she's going nowhere. I don't want to, but may take over from Jane Doyle in the future. I mean, she has that job.
Jeez,
for
that's
life.
A big call.
As long as she wants it.
Yeah.
But you know, we saw a great like Tracy Grimshaw retire lately. It's Will Goodings.
I was in a Channel 7 yesterday and they're a buzz. Will Goodings is an absolute gentleman. Mm. He's extremely professional and he's also one of the loveliest guys you'll come across, who's also on air at the same time we are. So we've got to say something bad about him.
Yeah.
Or he treats kids terribly.
No.
No.
He's about to have a baby as well. But
he hits his dog.
The Goodings name synonymous with news in this town with his dad, Graham Goodings, behind the news desk at 7 for many years. I worked alongside Will at Channel 10 for a couple of years, so I sent him a little congratulations and indulge me in his response, if you would. Thanks, Beck. The only explanation for this is that you were so good that it made me seem semi-competent. I'm taking credit for mentoring.
Isn't that beautiful?
Was that late? Had he been drinking at that?
I just want to stop down. Isn't that beautiful that you've made this moment for him somehow about you?
I said, as I gather dust on the news reading shelf, so I require some self-deprecation.
You do the news
here
in SFM.
See, this has taken some weird turns. Anyway, hey, Will Goodings, like father, like son.
It's incredible.
Are you doing the exact same job that your parents did? Ellie's on the line from Golden Grove. What about you, pal?
Yes, I do. I do the same job as my dad. We're both mechanics.
All right, good for you. And did you?
And we work together.
Oh, you work together. Aww. Great. Who's the better mechanic, Ellie?
We're probably on par.
Oh, it sounds like it might be Ellie to me.
And did he encourage you into that career, or did you always just want to do it watching him?
I've always wanted to do it watching him, and he discouraged me, and I was like, no, I want to do it.
Hey, Ellie, what kind of car do you drive?
I drive a BMW X5.
Very nice.
Wow. Well, Ashley from Morford Vale, do you have the same job as your parents?
As my mum, yes.
What do you do?
We both work at a hearing aid place.
I'm sorry?
Oh, very good.
Do you know how many times I go?
That's
what,
Ashley!
And it gets me every time.
Very good. And Ashley, you were inspired by your mum to get into hearing aids.
Kind of. Yeah, she's been doing it for a while, about 6 years, and then I've been doing it for about 4 months.
We'll get your number off air for Limo.
Thank you, Ashley. Nicole in
Nicole's just hung up. Maybe she was also in the hearing aid industry and Ashley stole her story.
I mean, that would have been a hell of a coincidence. Two hearing aid calls in a row.
No, Nicole.
Good luck to Will. As you said, stellar bloke.
Yeah, well done.
Never worked with a nicer guy, to be honest.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bet Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
This is Breaking News.
It's a great game.
The concept's very simple. Rebecca Morse, for many years, read the news here in South Australia. We thought we'll just keep using that beautiful newsreader voice. So what she does...
She insists on it.
She made us do this. And
every half an hour, she reads the news here on SAFM.
And she's holding a knife. So I'm going to keep saying these words. Basically, this competition is very simple. Beck, in her newsreader voice, reads out popular song lyrics, and you have to guess which songs they are.
And today it is Victoria in Andrews Farm up against Amanda in Seaton. Your names are your buzzers. Good luck, team.
All right, here we go.
This just in.
Gonna get rowdy. Gonna get a little unruly. Get it fired up in a hurry.
Amanda,
yes. What do you reckon?
Dirty by Christina Aguilera.
You got it.
What a great job.
Wow, well done.
Well done. Okay, Amanda, if you get the next one, you win. So, Victoria, you need this one to stay in the game.
This just in.
A scrub is a guy that thinks he's
Amanda.
Fly.
Victoria.
Amanda just got in first there. What do you reckon, Amanda?
No scrub.
Bye.
TLC.
Yeah. Oh, well done. Well done, you got it.
That one, given a scrub, was the first. It was a bit of a quick on the buzzer there one, Amanda. Yeah. Well played.
Well done, Amanda. Congratulations. You're off to Pusey and Picasso, the event at Pusey Vale Vineyard. Ooh. You get your tickets now at puseyvale.com.au. That is an awesome event. You're going to love that, okay? Mm.
Have fun,
Thank
Amanda.
You.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Rent, mortgage, groceries, petrol, all covered.
Let's talk about live stress-free. Let's talk about live stress-free. Let's talk about stress.
SAFM's Live Stress-Free in 2023.
Hey there, it's producer Nicole. Do you want to live stress-free in 2023? That's your rent or mortgage paid, your utility bills, and all your groceries sorted by us at SAFM. Your next chance to get on that official shortlist with Bet, Cozzy and Limo is tomorrow morning at 7:25. Speak to you then.
Massive news in the meantime, guys.
What's happened?
Well, a game changer in our house at home. There's been a big change.
Please don't tell me you bought another pet.
You're sleeping on the couch.
Okay. Take a look at the big screen here, guys, and describe to me what you see.
I can see.
Here we go. Are you ready?
Oh, my God. It's a puppy. It's the cutest little puppy I've ever seen.
It's a French bulldog.
Hang on a minute. Is it a pedigree or I thought you were a rescue dog kind of
what?
Guy?
He looks to the ground.
It is a rescue.
Oh, it's not a rescue dog. Is that a purebred French bulldog?
No, it's not a purebred French bulldog. We got it from an amazing rescue place called Life of Pikelets.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's so cute.
And this is I'm just showing Beck the home page.
Oh, my
from
God. I want
Life
one.
Of Pikelets.
Oh my God,
jeez, they put you to the front of that list, didn't they?
Oh,
hey?
My gosh.
And look, I've been saying for ages, we can't have another dog in the house. Anyway, Kel picked up this little sweetheart yesterday. Her name is Panda.
Oh, so you've got Bunny and Panda.
We've got Bunny and Panda. I hadn't thought about that. It's true. We've got two other animals dogs.
What's the breeding?
Well, it's French Bulldog, but I don't know what any mixes involved are because it's a rescue.
But how much did you know about this?
You consulted?
We've taken on Panda. We're fostering Panda.
You're not giving that thing back in a minute.
Well, Kel has assured me that once Panda is adopted, we'll be handing Panda over.
Oh, well, we can do a Facebook post now and move Panda on fairly fast, I reckon, if you want.
Panda?
I got to say, I met Panda yesterday and I fell in love with Panda. And Laddie was like, oh, my God, you couldn't separate the two of them yesterday.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Laddie and Panda were, oh, my God, they were little peas in a pod.
Keep the dog and move the kid on.
I tell you what. It's very cute, and look, it did go quite a bit. There weren't too many wees on the good rug, but anyway.
Okay. How many?
Panda is 8 weeks old at the moment.
You got two dogs. How many cats you got?
We've got two cats.
Oh, be careful, mate. That's four.
A menagerie.
Backtrack a little.
So we had discussed a second dog, and I had said to Kel, we just can't take on a second dog. So Kel made an executive decision.
To overrule you.
That we would be fostering. Right. So that's what's happened here.
What, so you're legit, you're going to keep it forever, or you just?
Well, no, we're going to keep it until it's adopted.
What? It'll be adopted within a week.
It's very cute.
I'll put money on the fact that dog is.
Yeah, that dog's going nowhere. Why did it even leave the shelter? It's pointless.
Right, it's incredibly cute. We'll put pictures up on the socials so you can see the dog there. But I would just want to give them another plug. Life of Pikelet. Go to the website. Oh, yeah. Beck's looking at it now. It's very cute.
No, I actually am going to.
And their social media game, 155,000 followers on Instagram.
Stop it now, wow. I'm interested.
Rebecca Morse. Follow them on Insta. Oh. They do an amazing job. And they deal a lot with dogs who have got little issues. So Panda, our dog, has a head tilt.
Yeah, I was looking at that.
So if Panda's walking along towards you, the head is just tilted to one side slightly. What important decision did your partner make without your knowledge? Kevin in Cowandilla. What was it?
Yeah. How are you? I've made a couple of decisions. I quit my job on the spot about talking to my partner.
All right. How did that
go? I wasn't happy there, but also I bought a fourth car.
A fourth car.
Then did you need the fourth car there, Kevin?
Don't you ever? Like, it's one thing to have.
I've always said a great time to make a massive purchase is when you've just fired, just lost your job.
Just quit your job. Let's go to Hilda in Greenworth. What massive decision did you make without your partner's knowledge?
I bought a house.
Wow.
And Hilda, how did that go down when you told your partner?
Well, he knew it was coming. We've been looking for years, and his indecisiveness just drives me crazy. So I came and had a look at a house.
Yep.
Spoke with a real estate agent, did all the right things, had a bit of a look around. I a bit of a builder myself now.
Yeah.
And basically wanted the house. I had the perfect amount of room for us three at the time.
Yeah.
And when I got in the car, I rang him and told him we'd put an offer in on the house.
And how did that go down? Is he happy with that decision?
Well, we still joke about it now, like 12 years later. Every time something goes wrong with the house, it's always my fault.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, but the capital gains from 12 years ago, Hilda, I reckon they must be all yours then if it was your purchase.
My punishment was that he went and bought a motorcycle without asking me as well.
No capital gains on that motorcycle, Hilda, I can tell you that much. Alexis in Happy Valley.
Well, I actually did it. My husband said no to a second dog, so I risked divorce and I got a second dog, a Cavalier.
Yeah.
First one's a pedigree. Luna is a rescue. So I walked up at home one day and he thought he was seeing double because he had no idea I was going to get it. Yeah. And I was really desperate for this dog. So he walked up at home and he thought he was seeing double. I was like, surprise, got a dog. And it turned out she's almost saved our son's life a few times, so she's proven her worth, and he loves her more than me. So it was divorce or second dog, and I was like, you know what, I'm willing to risk a divorce to get this dog. A friend of mine at work tagged me in a post, I just went and met her, and we love her, and she's my little girl.
Well, that's good to hear. Okay, well, it's worked out there.
Yep, absolutely.
Happy ending. Vivek in Enfield, what decision did you make without telling your wife?
Good morning, guys.
What was the decision?
So actually it was other way around. I took a decision, not my missus.
Yes.
And it was like 3.5 years ago while we were in India, and I took a decision that let's move to Australia, and she wasn't aware of that. It was a really big decision for us.
Oh, wow. Is she happy with the move?
Just say yes because we're on air.
So when I took the decision while we were in India, we got the visa and everything, and then I let her know that, honey, we're going to move to Australia. And she was like, are you sure? Because we both had a good career over there.
Oh, wow.
None of our family members were living anywhere other than India. So she wasn't happy much at that time, but when we moved here, initially she wasn't happy either.
Okay.
But now, as after 3.5 years, we both are doing well.
Yeah.
Wow. And welcome to Adalie.
I might talk to you off air about those visas. I might send my wife to live in India.
Oh, come on. How would you eat or clean?
She would send me back butter chicken.
Helen in Elizabeth, what important decision did you make without your partner's knowledge?
Actually, it wasn't me. It was my husband. He chose to have a vasectomy.
Did he really? Helen, I love this because when we tried for our third child and Sam was dead keen on a third child, I thought it'd be very funny to go and have a vasectomy. Why did he choose to have it?
I almost died giving birth to our third child. Once he knew that our child was okay, the baby was okay, and I was okay. Yeah, I got a phone call to come and pick him up from an office one day after he'd just had day surgery.
Oh, well, he did it for you then to protect you, Helen. That's beautiful.
Yeah, because we would have had a football team otherwise. So.
Well,
a bit like that, isn't it? Hey,
you too. Buddy Helen from Elizabeth. That's why we never have them over.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bet Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
One of the funniest shows on Australian television was last night. Have you been paying attention, actually? But tonight, the second funniest show on Australian TV is on Channel 10. But both shows starring our next guest, Tim McDonald. Good morning.
Morning, Limo. Bet, Cozzy, lovely to be on the 7th best brekkie show in the country.
You've done your research.
I've got the latest ratings here. But,
no, you meant to say in the state, not in the country.
No, I love you guys. Yes, Have You Been was fun last night, 8:40 on 10, and Cheap Seats tonight, 8:40 on 10, and then tomorrow night I'm on RBT. So it's been a big week, guys.
Tim, we love the Cheap Seats because what doesn't get highlighted enough are the mishaps and missteps that happen in the news, in reality television, in sport every single week, and you and Melanie Brace will do a brilliant job of bringing them to the table. Can I ask you, is there anything you've noticed that's sort of uniquely South Australian, or is there something about SA that you love?
Well, we watch the news from everywhere. So from Townsville to Tasmania, we're watching every single news, but by a far margin, Adelaide is our favourite news destination because it's big enough that big stories still happen, but you guys have got an hour to fill. So occasionally towards the back end of the news, and Beck would know this, she phoned it in for several years on Adelaide news. Occasionally you do. Occasionally you do have to fill in, and no one fills in better than Seven Adelaide legend Jane Doyle.
Oh, yes.
Far and away our favourite because the news updates that she brings, well, you don't hear them anywhere else. I think we've got to grab.
What is it about little boys and fire engines and hoses and things? Well, that's all the news we have for now.
That's all the news they have for now. Little boys and fire engines and things. And that led the bulletin. It's not just little boys and fire engines. Yeah. There's more.
Leopard seals, let me tell you, have very big teeth. That's all the news for now.
I love her. I can get some more news.
I love her.
Let me tell you, she's really got personal experience with the leopards.
Well, speaking of personal experience, this next one is my favourite one. The story is about a couple celebrating their 70th wedding anniversary, and Jane reveals a little bit too much info.
It is very hard to find a card to say happy 70th anniversary, Jane.
My husband always says that's more than three life sentences, but he doesn't really mean that. That's all the news for now.
Oh, wow. No other news ends with a marital breakdown. I love Jane Doyle. I love Adelaide News. It is fantastic.
Oh, Tim, oh, very she funny, is, mate.
She is royalty. Jane Doyle is, in fact, one of Cozzy's heroes, it's safe to say, Coz.
Oh, I idolise her. I work in the Seven building as well, and when she comes in to do the news, mate, I tell you what, our whole team stops. We take to our knees and we just bow as she walks past.
I noticed everyone else was enjoying that, but Cozzy in the Channel 7 t-shirt was making a stop sign. So
yeah, just tapping out a legal letter here. Tim should be with you shortly.
Yeah, got it. There we go.
Something else that Adelaide leads the country in, and I don't know if you've noticed this yet, Tim, in your show, are burst water mains.
Yes.
They are. Adelaide does a burst water main like no other city.
I'm amazed you have any water at all because the amount of burst pipes.
Yes.
Also, you guys love a car chase, which is great.
Which
and
ends
you love
with the Stobie Pole collision.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and you love animals escaping your zoo. So water and pandas, you just can't seem to keep a hold of in Adelaide.
I tell you what, Tim, recently it was Cozzy that got the exclusive footage of the escaped red panda.
Absolutely, yeah. My daughter and I were in the park when the panda got tranquilized.
You were not in the park. You read about it on Twitter and you raced down there to be first to see.
Okay. We left
the
party
early.
That's
the level of attention to detail.
We jumped on two scooters and we were there when that panda. And I tell you what, as a father and daughter bonding moment, to see a red panda unconscious fall 20 metres out of a tree onto like a blanket, it's just beautiful.
And for you to not be directly involved in that, Cozzy, that was a nice change, wasn't it?
That was a true miracle.
Just on the red pandas, they have very big teeth. Well, that's all the news I've got.
Tim McDonald, we will see you and Melanie Bracewell tonight on the Cheap Seats, 8:40 on Channel 10, and we'll catch you tomorrow night on RBT.
See you guys. Thanks for that.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bec, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
All South Australians, I do whatever I can, honestly, to make your life better. And I've discovered something that I think will help everybody in this great state. I feel as though some modes of transport are underutilised. And I want to give you some examples.
Okay.
The trams in and around the city are very, very good. And they're fun. And certain stops are free and stuff. So get on the trams more. Scooters are a lot of fun. Ride carefully. Put your helmet on. Don't be silly.
I love a scooter.
Yeah.
Love it.
I think it's an underrated mode of transport. And it's better for the environment. The horse and cart is a great mode of transport.
How accessible is the horse and cart?
That's the only problem. They're just hard to get hold of. And if you don't have a horse or a cart, you're buggered. But sitting in one's a lot of fun.
Sure, yes.
But there's one other one that I've sort of overlooked and what I want to talk about more specifically. Skipping. Skipping.
With a rope?
No rope.
Oh, you're just like skipping like you might imagine kids skipping down the street.
I have realised that most humans, including myself, for some reason, stopped skipping at around the age of 10.
Yeah.
Before then, you'd skip around the yard, you'd skip to school.
You'd hold hands and skip.
I must admit, it's been a long time since I've skipped.
Why do we stop?
I don't know why we stop.
Because when you look into skipping as a mode of transport, you look at it and you go, it doesn't expend that much energy. Like, jogging sucks. Like, going for a jog sucks or a run. But when you skip, I think maybe because you're bouncing along, it doesn't puff you out. And it's also like a lot faster than walking.
You need a supportive bra.
Me, I think personally.
It's better for you than walking.
Yes.
Yeah. You use more, you burn more calories.
Yes.
Skipping. But it's not the, it's not with the, see, when you go for a jog, it's a big decision. It's going, oh, I've got to put my trainers on. Yeah. But skipping, you skip at any time, can't you?
You can skip in boots if you want. So I want you to think right now, when's the last time you skipped? And is it something you could do today? And that's all I ask you to do, yeah. South Australia, is skip. And if you're about to get out of the car to go to school.
Have a skip.
Skip.
Yes.
Now, I don't know where the kids have stopped skipping with the introduction of the internet. And if that's the case, mums and dads right now, please just get your kid up to speed with what skipping used to be.
Yeah.
So that when they get out of the car, they can skip.
And you know what? Skipping is a very happy exercise.
Yes.
This is my final point.
Mm.
Have you ever seen anyone in your life skipping that looks unhappy?
I've never seen anyone skipping and crying at the same time.
No.
I mean, I hate to skip.
You look at how unhappy Craig David was when he sung the song.
Hey, yeah.
I'm walking away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Imagine
yeah.
if it had been, I'm skipping away.
He would have been over the moon.
Yeah.
He would have been pumped.
He would have been laughing. You can't skip and not smile.
No, you can't skip and not smile.
Although you can skip and get a little embarrassed if you're an adult. This is the problem.
Have a massive fight with your partner today, if that's what happens in your day. If they're the cards that life dishes you, then I say skip away from that fight and see how you feel.
We need to remove the stigma around skipping. Yes. The skipma.
The skipma.
Beck, we'd prefer if you stayed out of this.
We'll start a support group.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bec, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Bex Fit.
Okay, Australian podcaster Phoebe Parsons is dividing attention when... dividing attention.
Opinion.
Opinion is the word I'm looking for. Thank you, Limo. When she revealed that she gave friends who had a one-year-old baby a bottle of champagne to mark the baby's first birthday and got nothing for the baby.
Oh, well, that's fair enough.
What's the problem?
If somebody bought me a bottle of champagne on my baby's first birthday, I would be like, you are my best friend.
Can I tell you, we had a first birthday party for Laddie.
Yeah.
And you know the most annoying thing about that party? All the kids.
Yeah.
You, when you get to that baby to one, you are celebrating the fact you've kept a small human alive.
Yeah. Which is worth celebrating.
It is worth celebrating. And it's great to catch up with all those adults who come to your house to see the kid, but the kids ruin it by crying
also,
and carrying on.
Here's an unpopular opinion.
Yeah.
Kids and mothers get too many presents. So here's the thing. I hope they're not listening. I've got a friend who's pregnant. So you go to the baby shower.
Yeah.
You get them a baby shower present.
Yes.
Then they have the baby.
Yep.
You
honestly
have to get them another present when the baby's born. Yep. And then the baby's one. You got to get another one.
Can I add to this, please? It's a baby shower. Like, big deal. You shagged. Why do you get a present? Why do you get a present? Why do you get a present? Because you shagged. Congratulations. I don't understand.
But I'm running out of ideas for baby presents. I feel like I just bought your baby a present 5 minutes ago. So have a bottle of champagne for you.
What's the one we hate, Beck? The bloody...
The gender reveal.
Oh, the gender reveal.
Can get in the bin.
Does the gender reveal replace the baby shower? Or is that another
one? No, another one.
The gender reveal comes first. Where it's like a 1 in 2. If it was a 1 in 50, then it would be an interesting arrangement.
Champagne is a great present for a 1-year-old. Okay, YouTuber has given her baby a name that is causing a lot of controversy, but I'm kind of here for it. She has called her baby girl Malibu Barbie.
Oh,
Malibu Barbie. Malibu Barbie. Is an actual Barbie.
An actual Barbie. Yeah. She was launched in 1971, Malibu Barbie.
She's one
of the original Barbies.
Because the name Malibu, I don't mind. Is it Malibu first name, Barbie middle name?
Yeah, I would think so.
Malibu. That's all right.
She's decorated the cot in all, like she's got a Barbie like decal on the wall and stuff.
I bet she has.
There's been a lot of Barbies over the years. Like there would have been hundreds of different varieties of Barbies.
Yeah, there was Day to Night Barbie in 1985. She was ready for a day at work and a night on the town.
Was she? That's my type of Barbie. You know, get the job done, but also fun. I wish my wife was like Day and Night Barbie.
In 2004, we had presidential candidate Barbie, because women can be presidents too. We had Barbie Entrepreneur in 2014, because she had a miniature smartphone.
Oh, did she really?
She can do anything.
Just because you've got a smartphone doesn't make you an entrepreneur, does it?
I think you'll find it does.
That was in her Insta bio for sure.
Can you get my head around this for a second? My wife and I were walking past shops only 2 days ago, and my wife goes, oh my God, there's a Saturday Night Barbie 90 in the shop window. And I went, oh, so she hang goes
on,
over to her.
For adults?
What? No, no, it's just like a 90, like kids 90 or whatever. Oh, and okay. I said to my wife, I go, ah, oh, the bloody kids don't need Barbie 90s, do they? She goes, oh, no, it's for me. And it's apparently a Barbie movie.
Oh, yeah, because, well, Margot Robbie again. And was it Ryan Gosling?
Oh, yeah, Margot Robbie is playing Barbie, isn't she?
Oh, and it's Ryan Gosling Ken.
Yeah. Is it Ryan Gosling? Yes.
Right, yeah, Ryan Gosling is Ken.
Wow, jeez, what a couple.
Yeah, that's
well, now I want one of the 90s.
have a real Ken and Barbie.
Do you have these in 6 hours?
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
It's TV Tuesday. Yep, you heard it.
This is where John Bleeby, the head of laughing, plays a TV theme tune and we race to guess what the TV show is. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
And Coz just has a knack for it. He's on 13, Beck and I on 7. You, of course, can play along at home.
I'm going to try really hard to win this one because I don't like being on 13 because it's unlucky. And I also don't like the fact SFM's on floor 13, but that's harder to change. So I'll
that
just
is,
try.
Yeah, that is harder to change.
Try to win this.
Very hard. All right, namesy buzzers. Here okay. we go. Good luck. Here's your first TV tune.
Cozzy.
Yes.
Crime Stoppers. I'm not Crime Stoppers. Bloody Pundabelly.
You said Crime Stoppers.
You did say Crime Stoppers.
Oh, it's about Crime Stoppers.
It's like the Alphabet's rules.
Yeah, it's Alphabet's rules, mate.
Limo.
Yeah, Limo.
Underbelly.
Underbelly is correct.
Becky still couldn't even win that one.
I'm just so slow in the morning.
Hey, how fast was I there, bud?
It was good.
Yeah?
Underbelly.
I love that show.
Yeah.
Yes, the first it was so one good. With Cat Stewart as Roberta Williams.
Yeah.
So
and
good.
Guyton Grantley as Cat Williams. It was great. So
it made me want to join a gang. But then I realised I can't fight. There's no point.
But also they ended up dead or in jail. So where's your incentive?
True. That's another good point.
It's right. A very good point.
That is 1-2 Limo. If we're doing best of three, technically, Limo can win it here. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Names your buzzers. Good luck.
Limo.
Yes, Limo.
Oh,
yes, Limo.
I watched this.
Three,
oh, I like it when he gets knocked out.
The days of our lives.
Nah, it's not.
Play it again for Cozzy and Beck.
Beck.
Yes.
Is this the crown?
It's the crown.
Yeah. Oh. Which we told you to play last week.
Yeah, that's why I put it in. I said I'd put it in this week. Anyway,
yes,
all right.
Good show. I'm excited to see the next one with Diana and Charles.
It is going to rate its back.
I wonder what happens to Queen Elizabeth.
Spoiler alert.
Cozzy, you've got to get this one to stay in the game. Good luck, everybody.
Cozzy.
Yes, Cozzy.
It's not bloody Party of Five, is
no,
it?
No, it's not Party of Five. No.
Can we have a bit more?
Yeah, a bit more. I'll give you a clue. It's a kid's show.
Nothing. Which is not unusual for me.
Okay.
Is there any more of it?
No, that's it. That'll do.
Like a cartoon?
No idea. It's Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, Gus.
Wrong demographic.
One of my friend's brothers was the red Power Ranger.
Oh, yeah. Oh really?
Yeah.
Fun fact.
I reckon it would have helped him in clubs back in the day.
Where the morphs
is. Did he go on? Did he go on to do other?
I met him. Turns out he doesn't actually have any superpowers.
No, right, okay.
All right, just for the sake of how many I've got left, Cozzy, you're out. You can't win. So like this is Beck and Limo are just playing for the win here. Good luck, Namesy Buzzers.
Limo.
Yes, Limo. Limo.
That is one. New Price is Right.
No, Beck, come on. Is it I Dream of Jeannie?
No.
Oh, you guys. It's Wheel of Fortune.
It's Wheel of Fortune. It's Wheel of Fortune.
You got one more there? That's one apiece around the room.
Okay, all right. One more.
Oh, winner takes all.
You're not going to get
help me get off 13.
God damn it.
Here we go. To get to the news.
Here we go. You're not going to get this. It's a sitcom. In the last 10 years. Not on anymore.
Clue, better clue.
It's not about how they met their dad.
Cozzy!
Oh!
Cozzy! How I met! Mother or father? How I met your father? How I met your mother!
How I met your
Beck, Cozzy and Limo! SAFM.